Hey, it's Erin.
And I'm Sarah.
And this is 31 Nights of Scary Shit.
Hello.
Oh, hello. We're back again.
I don't know why I said it in that tone. Yeah, we are back again.
Yeah. It seems like I just saw you.
I never did tell you the story I told you I was going to tell you in the last episode. I should probably tell you that after the next episode. But anyway, so we're back, friends. We're back at it again. And we're going to act surprised every day because I'm shocked we're doing this for a second year in a row, to be honest, of daily episodes.
It's the only thing keeping me relatively. Yeah. Or I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I'm
like losing my mind.
Me too.
It's insane.
In very different ways, but I feel you.
Very stressful this time of year right now.
It is very stressful.
Like in general, but also specifically right now.
Yes.
So anyway, friends, so what are we going to talk about today? Maybe this will make me less scared or less.
I don't think
it'll make me forget about my stress, right?
I don't think it's going to calm you.
It's not
going to
calm me, but it'll let me forget about my own.
You'll be happy you're not possessed, maybe.
Oh, well, I mean, that is a good feeling, I guess, to not be possessed.
And I just want to say that I need to stop researching these things late at night because it's interfering in my sleep. Like I have scared the crap out of myself several nights in a row now.
Well, isn't that the point?
Yes.
31 nights of scary
shit. I know, but like, I don't remember feeling really scared when we were started doing this. And now I'm like, I must have just found things that were exponentially scarier because I've been like really scared.
I think we've now gotten past the territory of just like your mundane scary shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Into like some like spooky shit.
Yeah. Now, I want to say that this is an actual documented case of a possession, so this isn't hokey. This is a documented case, and this is also an international, so I'm taking it out of the country. So this is about a girl named Clara German. I don't know if it's Celie or Celie, C-E-L-E.
Let me look at what it is.
C-E-L-E.
Oh, I don't know.
She was a Bantu orphan who grew up at St. Michael's Mission in Natal, South Africa.
Oh, interesting.
So this happened somewhere around 1906 at the Marion Hill Mission School in Umzinto, South Africa.
Oh, wow. You're killing it with these pronunciations. You're just going right in.
I don't know if it's
and right. And like, just like you are, confidence is key.
Yeah,
and so you're killing it.
For all our South African listeners, if I'm wrong, correct me. Claire was a normal teenager by all accounts and was thought to be a nice young lady. She was plagued with physical illnesses. Claire was raised by nuns mostly since she was an infant and had come to the school around age 4. Despite her religious upbringing, at age 16, one day she made a rather terrible and bizarre decision to make a pact with the devil. I don't know the circumstances surrounding why she made a pact with the devil, but she did.
I love that Erin looked directly at me as she was saying the first part, knowing that I was going to be like, why would she do that? And goes, I have no idea why.
I was not able to determine what precipitated this. But as Richard Ramirez would say, Satan. You know how he always says Satan? Or is that just people who portray him do it that way?
I think it's just people who portray him that
Okay, so
that
but
way.
It drove me nuts in that American Horror Story when he was like, Satan. I'm like, stop enunciating.
Well, was it in the American Horror Story one where he whispers it? Satan. Oh, no, that's American Horror Story. No, that's Apocalypse, where it's like, Satan.
Okay, stop saying Satan.
Creepy. Yes.
Anyway.
Anywho, back to.
So she confesses to doing this. And at first her confession was dismissed as like, okay, whatever, she's being weird. And after making this pact with the devil, Clara was overcome by involuntary impulses. She had fits of rage. It's always using foul and blasphemous language.
Do you think she was maybe just sick of people not believing her?
Maybe. And she seemed to become a totally different person. I mean, I use foul and blasphemous language when I'm sick of people. So, I mean,
literally, I only do that.
Yeah. But she seemed to turn into a totally different person. The nuns prayed for her, of course, and gave her holy medals, but that did not work. Clara had confessed to a Father Erasmus Horner. Remember when we had Erasmus in that one episode? Erasmus Shoe and the Greenbrier Ghost?
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, what the hell kind of name is that? Well, this guy's name was Erasmus. So she confessed to him that she'd made a pact with the devil. and never thought I would, again, ever see the name Erasmus. But when she made the confession, she was kind of in a confused state. So again, they were like, okay, whatever. But on August 20th, 1906, she had called very close to your birthday.
Oh my God. Yep. Okay.
She had called for some of the nuns to come to her room. And what the nuns saw when they came to her room horrified them. Clara had broken her bed frame with her hands and had torn her clothes. And she yelled at the sisters to go get the priest. I need to make a confession. And she expressed that she was afraid that Satan was going to kill her before she had a chance to confess. So Clara essentially just tore up the room, was screaming at someone that no one else could see. And she said, you betrayed me. You promised me glory. And now you torture me. Terrifying.
No, I don't like it.
So imagine how terrifying it would be to witness someone having a conversation with an invisible force. I mean, that in and of itself. Soon became clear that Clara was possessed by something evil. Clara had incredible strength when the demon's influence would overtake her. The nuns would try to restrain her so that she couldn't hurt herself or anyone else, but they would be thrown across the room. Some of the nuns were seriously injured when Clara had these fits. Clara would look and sound like a wild animal during these terrifying episodes. And the sounds coming from her were described as being like a herd of wild animals or a choir led by Satan himself.
Satan.
Clara could also levitate. And at the time
can't we all? No, yeah, I'm just kidding.
I know. I would love it. Clara would float up to 5 feet above her bed, sprinkling her with holy water would stop the levitation, though. But as if all of this is not bad enough, Clara was altered physically during the possessions. Her cheeks would inflate to a grotesque size. Her neck would lengthen, causing like a large goiter-like appearance. And lumps would appear under her skin and move across her body.
What the fuck?
I know. I hate that. I particularly
First
hate that.
First of all, I hate the word goiter.
Yeah, goiter. Goiter. Okay. Witnesses could not explain these things. Well, no crap. Clara was able to understand and speak languages she had never learned, such as German, Polish, and French. That sounds like another common symptom. So Clara, like when we talked about Tybald Brunner from a previous episode, had the power of clairvoyance. One young man had mocked Clara, and in retaliation, while she was possessed, she revealed very specifically all the young man's sins, which included who he committed the sins with and the date and time of the misdeeds. And I love that a little bit. I love that.
Yes.
I love a little revenge, a little sometimes.
Yes.
Once she described the specifics of where one of the priests had traveled, including specific dates and times that the priest couldn't even recall, she also could read minds. So like,
God, I wish.
Kind of like Sookie Stackhouse.
Sookie. That was our impression of Sookie Stackhouse. Not Sookie Stackhouse. Bill Compton.
Yeah.
Saying Sookie. If you don't get that reference, you have to go watch True Blood, because if only for the first episode, I think he literally only says it that way in the first or second episode.
Yeah, because he probably got so much shit for saying it.
And then, or maybe it's the first season, and then he never says it like that. Actually, it's like a running joke.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Anyway, they're married. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So she knew of all the impure thoughts that people around her had. She would repeat the things they were thinking out loud. That's terrible.
Nope.
So you couldn't even think. Couldn't even think around her without being found out. So she was like the ultimate tattletale, and I'm sure she was not very popular for that. If someone attempted to sprinkle her food again, why are we sprinkling things with holy water? If someone attempted to sprinkle her food with holy water, she would laugh in a maniacal, mocking way.
Well, I would too.
I know, me too. Because it's just ridiculous. I just pictured the girl in The Exorcist and how she would laugh. Remember?
Oh no. Don't. Why did you just have to do that?
I didn't do it well, but.
You didn't do it well, but now it's going to haunt me.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome.
Fuck you.
Clara also would know if anyone in the room had a religious relic on them, even if it was hidden, and it would cause her to react violently. So here's the most disturbing manifestation of her possession or the illness, whatever you want to call it. Clara could imitate the movement and behavior of a snake. So hence she's called the Snake Girl.
Nope.
She would
don't like
fall
that.
To the floor, nope. Roll over onto her stomach, and place her arms tightly at her side. Then she would slither across the floor exactly like a snake. Witnesses said that her movements were just not normal. It was almost as if like she was made of rubber, like her bones had been replaced with elastic. Again, sounds kind of like when Tybalt and Joseph Bruner would like lock their bodies together and kind of look rubbery. I don't like it. She would even mimic the snake with her tongue, like a tongue thrashing movement. Once when a nun was kneeling on the floor and praying for Clara, Clara slithered over to the nun, raised her head like a snake ready to attack, and then proceeded to strike at the nun's arm, biting really deeply. The bite looked like a snake bite, not a human bite.
That's actually worse than moving like the snake.
Yep.
Is snake biting someone.
Yeah. So you know what's coming? The exorcism. On September 11th, 1906.
God damn.
Father Horner and Reverend Mansueti were given permission to perform an exorcism on Clara. As soon as the exorcism proceedings started, Clara knocked the Bible out of the priest's hands, grabbed his stole, and proceeded to try to strangle him with it.
Oh.
She uttered blasphemous language at him, and he continued unfazed by what was happening. During the rites, Clara made sounds that were described as bestial. She levitated above the bed, and the priest sprinkled holy water on her, and it would bring her back down. The exorcism went on for most of the day and into the night, but on the second day of the exorcism, the devil supposedly told the priest that he would signal his exit with an act of levitation. Does the devil usually be like, yeah, you know, in a few hours I'm going to peace out? Like, I mean,
well, he had a couple more errands to run.
Yeah. Finally, Clara's levitating body fell one last time, and she was free from what had been possessing her. It seemed that the exorcism worked for a while.
Oh, no.
However, and again, I need more background knowledge of this, but Clara made another pact with the devil.
Clara.
In January of 1907, and her bizarre behaviors returned. Why, Clara? Why?
Clara, honey, girl, what are you doing?
I don't know why she did it again. There was another exorcism performed, and once again, the demons were freed. However, the second time, a horrific stench filled the room and then left when she was freed. Now, that could have been a really bad fart.
She just really let one rip. She's like, I'm going to take this opportunity.
I mean, you know, there are days, you know, after I've eaten something in particular.
That onion and garlic stew from the Jiangxi.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, you know, it might seem like it's a demonic possession.
We've done a lot of callbacks to other episodes in this episode, I just realized. That's so funny. Anyway, sorry.
I know, we're like, it's a pattern now. So that stench filled the room and left when the spirit or when the demon was free. Clara asked for forgiveness for making the pact with the devil and had no more signs of possession. However, she died 6 years later from heart problems. Interesting that she too died very young. I wonder statistically how many people who've undergone exorcisms died young.
I'd like a lot of people die in the process of the exorcism.
I don't know. I just
wild.
That one's really wild to me. But I feel like there's a piece missing of why we made the pact in the first place and why do we do it again?
Who let you do it again? Whoever let you out of their sight again that you were able to make a pact with the devil.
Like, did someone just come up to it, like one of the nuns and go, Clara's making a pact with the devil again?
God, you know, damn.
You know, I mean,
I feel like if I was anyone that was even remotely in charge of her, I'd be like, Clara!
Yeah.
Get your shit together!
It's such a bizarre story, but yeah. So again, it's a real documented case. This is not, it's not hokum. As Sheldon Cooper would say.
Hokum.
It's real.
Wild, friends.
It is real.
That was a good one.
Terrifying. That
good
one's
good and horrifying.
That one scared me.
Snake slithering is really, it pushes it over the line.
So of course
me.
I had dreams that night about human heads on snake bodies.
Speaking of weird dreams,
yeah.
I guess like we can use first names of people we work with.
I don't know.
Okay.
Give me initials.
A person PM. Down. She will not be there on Monday. Because she is not a permanent employee.
Oh, I know who you mean.
Okay. So she told me that I was in her dream last night.
Okay.
Yes, that her and her husband are replacing their carpeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in her dream because I was yelling at her while they were installing the carpeting. I was like,
what are you yelling at her about?
Wow. I was like, wow, PM. you really, really think highly of me, don't you? She started to laugh. She was like, no, I don't know. It's just your subconscious. I was like, yeah, but now you're making me think I hate you or something.
Oh my gosh.
Bizarre. Anyway, friends, please share with us your shithead stories, because we want to make another shithead stories episode. It'd be really, really, really cool. 31nightsofscaryshit@gmail.com. Friends, please, please, please make sure that you donate to our Buy Me a Coffee and or our Venmo so that we can get some new audio equipment and so that you, my friend, can get a free sticker. That's all linked in the show notes, as well as all of our social media on the Facebook, the Instagram, and the Twitter, friends. So make sure you do all of that, and also make sure that you
stay spooky.
Bye.